Titor is my guest today. He's from the Faroe Islands, a remote group off of Scotland but belonging to Denmark. He's had considerable success as a singer-songwriter in Europe. His first album came out on Universal, a most major of labels. Now, this new one is independent, and I ask him about the switch.
Well, it was a pretty classic situation. You know, me and the A&R person didn't get along about what we should do with the next record. We were trying sort of different things with different producers, and it wasn't going anywhere, so I didn't want to do those things, basically.
Did you get along on the first one?
Yeah, but it was actually very much Rupert Hine who produced the first record. He was sort of in between me and the label and was managed to talk to everybody and make everyone happy. So as far as I'm concerned, it was very much when he was gone that there was some communication that was not that great. And you know how it is. The artist, I guess, is more sensitive to comments. And maybe I haven't heard many things on the first record, which I might have heard on this record.
Why don't you play one live, and we'll find out
sure.
More about your background and everything. It's funny. There's a version of a slowed down version of Great Balls of Fire on this album, and you look at that and wonder, is that Great Balls of Fire? And it is. And then there is a song which is titled Louie Louie, but spelled like King Louie as opposed to Louie Louie, and that is not Louie Louie. Although I guess there's a reference in there.
Yeah, it's it started as a spoof somehow to write the song called Louie Louie, because there were so many of them, and in Europe there are even more of them.
Really?
There's a couple of German bands who've made songs called Louie Louie and stuff. So, but I wrote one. This one I wrote is for Louis Armstrong, actually. And I wrote it as an ode to him to come back from the dead and play music for everyone. That was the idea of the song.
And here it is.
Yeah. Play us a song. Louie Louie, the stage is aching for one. Please come back to the quiet generation. We don't have any representation. Louie Louie, our stars no longer dance. Louie Louie, come down through the heavens. The sky is full of innuendos, and we don't want any heroes. Louie Louie, all we want is music. Louie Louie, you play it without melancholy. Please play a song for everyone. Was the only one, so it will travel through the valleys into the roses and the berries. Louie Louie, they shot all the poets. Louie Louie, the world is not like you know it.
There's no one with the right agenda. And that's why we stay down here and won't surrender. Louis, Louis, when all the music is the answer. Louis, Louis, every living being is a dancer. Please play a song for everyone and play it like it was the only one. So it will travel through the valleys and into the roses and the berries. So it will travel through the valleys and into the roses and the berries.
Tighter is playing live today on the World Cafe, and that is one that you'll find on the new album called Stay Under the Stars, and it's called Louie Louie, as we learned a song by Louis Armstrong. You know, it's funny, when you're not paying very close attention. When your last album came out, I really liked it, but I didn't. All I heard, oh, this is new singer from Europe. Okay, Europe. It's like one of those maps where you fly over Europe. Well, he's from Europe. Oh no, he's from Denmark. Okay, he's from Denmark. And then you realize that you're not really. You're from a fairly obscure place called the Faroe Islands, which, although they're Danish now, I don't know if they always were. Is kind of near Ireland and kind of in between Iceland and. Have you always felt Danish? As you always felt, or you always felt from the Faroe Islands?
No, I mean definitely. I've always felt like I'm Faroese.
Yeah,
because it's a part of Denmark, like Iceland also was until the 40s. But Faroe Islands still belongs to Denmark, and so does Greenland. But we're definitely a different nation. You know, we have our own language and our own culture. So. I always felt like I was Faroese, but however, there's strong relations to Denmark because of the sheer size of the population. You know, we're 45,000 people, so most people go to Denmark to study, to go to university, and we learn Danish in school. And the Queen, she comes by to wave to us every once in a while and mentions us in the news speech. You know, but. There's definitely a sense of a republic, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you end up feeling isolated culturally and or just physically?
Well, I think for me it was I was 17 when I moved, and so did my mother and my stepfather. So I just went along with them, and I felt that I could go somewhere else and play music, and it was Denmark. But we actually ended up in quite a small town in Denmark, so it wasn't really the same as I had expected, you know, to go to Copenhagen and so on. But I stayed there for 3 years, and I was sort of moving backwards and forwards between the Faroe Islands, and went to Italy also. And then I moved to Copenhagen, and I guess that's when I started to be the musician.
But you write in English. Was that always part of it?
Yeah, I've always written in English. And I mean, I think it's a part of my generation, or just people that like music. That's the music that you listen to. It's in English, and I mean that's the same reason why I play guitar and I have drums and bass in my band. You know what I mean? It's the sound of music that we all love, and that was always in English. So I was always writing English songs alongside my Faroese songs, of course, but. It felt natural to me to want to learn English, and I since moved to London to because of the language very much so.
Because it's such a small place, are you like, well, does everybody know you? Do you, depending on where you are?
Yeah, I'm a celebrity on the Faroe Islands.
Yeah, that's kind of cool in its own way. Now, how does one get around? It looks like it's there are a number of different islands. So
yeah, well, there's 18 small islands, and I think it was in the 50s, the first bridge was built between two of them. And since then, you can actually go, there's underwater tunnels, there's tunnels in the islands, so it's pretty easy to get around with car, and actually quite fast these days.
Titor is our guest, and he's got a new album in English called Stay Under the Stars, and we're hearing some of the songs done live today. I requested Thief About to Break In, really good song. Yes. If you could do that one.
Yeah, I can do that one. It's a sort of a part of the theme on the album. I wrote a lot of the songs about lonely people, or the sentence, all the lonely people, where do they all come from, like in Eleanor Rigby. And I just started writing all these songs about situations, like this one, Thief About to Break In, a burglar, and a hitchhiker, and this one called I Run the Carousel, which is about a guy who runs a carousel, and so on. So it's sort of the theme on the record, although not all the songs are like that. I gave up halfway through. But
does that come from you feeling lonely, or does that come from observation?
No, I think it's not so much about loneliness. I think it's more about individuals, you know. I think that in a sense, if you're being yourself and not just being like everyone else, if you find your true self, then you are, in a sense, unique, and then no one is like you. So therefore, you're in a sense lonely, and I do think that everybody feels alone in what they are and their thoughts and what they can do. But of course we're also warm blooded and we love being together. So I think that I don't want to say that everyone is miserable, but I do think that everybody is unique and everybody is an individual.
Is this Thief About to Break In?
Like a thief about to break in and standing outside a broken window. My breath is warm and the air is cold. I hear noises of insects in the green wet grass. I'm not gonna sell what I have stolen, something that belongs to me. The floor simmers and I am nervous. I place my hand on the entrance wall. There are shrieking whispers in the closet, and layers of dust on every surface. Please wash my head in a bucket of water. Every corner of my body. I feel like thief about to break in, 'cause I'm watching people pass on the streets, and I wish to own the glow in their eyes because they are so beautiful. Thank you.
Tedder is playing live today on the World Cafe, and that is Thief About to Break In from Stay Under the Stars, the new album. And I'll tell you what, why don't you do Hitchhiker, which is another one you say in the same kind of theme, right?
Right.
She was just a hitchhiker that I picked up by the side of the road. What you did to me, what you put me through, what you did to me, what you put me through. I've got no money, but I'll paint your picture if I wake up to the morning sun. And she was just a hitchhiker. I said my name was Christopher. She had mud stains on her shirt. I remember what I said to her. Called the police, I put in a report, but no one has reported seeing my most wanted one. Just a lonesome rider headed nowhere in particular. I have her picture awake in the night, promised landscapes in white on white. I called the police, I put in a report, but no one has reported seeing my most wanted one. Call the police, I put in a report, but no one has reported seeing my most wanted one.
We're representing as many different sides of the new album from Tedder as we can, and that is Hitchhiker, another good tune indeed. You had this amazing thing happen with Poetry and Airplanes, where you were on this, you know, whatever one may say about a major label, you get to really spread out and get your music everywhere. And how was the experience overall for you? Did you get to play in a lot of places that were great for you, or did you get in some kind of inappropriate places, or how did it work?
You know, no, I think that it was great, you know. I mean, I didn't have anything to expect, really, and all I knew is I wanted to play music, and I certainly got to do that. And I think that it was just, for me, it was also very much a process of getting to know myself as the musician, because I was just the writer, you know. I was always just writing songs, and I wasn't used to performing as much. And learning to play in front of people and getting to know other people helped me a lot as a person. And I think that's what I also have gained personally. And then I think it was just amazing that I got so many fans along the way, and there's people that came to the shows, and that's fantastic, you know. Sort of waking up now and then going on tour and people showing up at shows everywhere around the world. And I think that's astonishing.
Teitur is our guest today on the World Cafe. And, you should probably do the title track, which is the first song on the disc. It's called Don't Want You to Wake Up, but it's got the title phrase, Stay Under the Stars.
Don't want you to wake up. Stay under the stars where no one can make us and change what we are. Dreamers in the dark, we're following our hearts. I try to be silent. My eyes are too loud. Sit back in my hiding while you're in the clouds. One kiss away from what I have to say. It's almost the morning. One foot out the door. As I let the light in, to love you even more. May our minds lose the battle, and may our hearts win. Don't want you to wake up. Stay under the stars. To wake up, don't want you to wake up.
And that's the way the Tighter Disc Stand of the Stars begins. Don't want you to wake up. Tighter, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. It was wonderful.
A real treat. And we shall be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.